Happ has served as the district attorney since 2008 when she defeated a Republican who had been endorsed by Attorney General Van Hollen. In announcing her campaign, she suggested she may have a better shot than her two Democratic opponents at defeating the lone Republican in the race because she was able to win a race in a county where Republicans are in the majority.
I'm the only elected county official in Jefferson County who is a Democrat, but then my story shows that I'm able to actually work together with Republicans to get the job done and to do what is right for Wisconsin.
Still, in her announcement speech, she placed herself solidly in the Democratic camp by stressing her commitment to three issues that have sharply divided the state along party lines in the recent past: voting rights, abortion, and gay marriage.
As Attorney General, I will protect the right to vote, the right for women to make their own decisions about their bodies, the right to marry who you love. Protecting these fundamental rights will be my priority.
But she didn't go as far as one of her Democratic opponents in the race, State Representative John Richards of Milwaukee, has. He's promised not to defend a new state law that requires abortion doctors to have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals. Happ says before she decides whether or not to defend any state law against a legal challenge, she'll carefully assess whether or not it's constitutional. Happ will face both John Richards and Dane County District Attorney Ishmael Ozain in the August primary. The winner will face Waukesha District Attorney Brad Schimmel in November. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.